live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, we have our first extra inning ball game of this regional tournament. We head to the 10th inning, a 9-9 game between Lake Henry and Watkins. Matt Quaid up at the plate, and the first pitch to Quaid is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Quaid so far today with two hits. Walk has scored one run. And the pitch to Matt Quaid from Carter Block is high and 2-0.
Lake Henry has their meat of the order up here, too.
Two balls, no strikes. Quaid hits one high and deep to left field. Boy, this is up there. And Gavin Mathias crashes into the wall. And I don't know, he's showing the ball. I think he's got it.
Got it.
As Geislinger picks it up out of his glove, and Gavin Mathias.
Oh, I'd be him. I'd be running.
Yeah, Matt Quaid never stopped. Now, the umpire has not gone out there. Mathias went into the wall with his shoulder. And so they're going out to check on him. The umpire has gone out there, too. I believe he did catch it for the out, though.
I still would have ran them bases all the way through, wouldn't you have?
You bet.
I think I'd have won every base. You never know.
Geislinger grabbed the baseball.
Well, Thielen isn't in too much of a hurry to get out to the ump, so...
So they're going to go out and look at Gavin Mathias out in left field right now as he hit that wall, that fence.
Yes.
Hard. And you don't know if he popped his shoulder out or what he did there, but he just kind of crumbled after making the catch.
Had a number of wooden signs out there, probably, huh?
Metal. That one, I don't know. It's hard to say what that one is. They're still looking at Gavin Mathias. We're going to score that as a long fly ball out by Matt Quaid. But, you know, under normal circumstances, Don, that would have been a routine fly ball, and that wind,
yes, it would have
just kept carrying it. So there is a break in the action right now. We get somebody off the Watkins bench. They're throwing down in front of us right now, and that might require a defensive replacement. We'll see as Mathias gets up if he's able to stay in the ball game or not.
We have a paramedic probably walking over there. Heck of a catch if he made that catch. Man, it's a good catch by him. Wow, he's flexing his left leg.
He hit that rather hard. Yeah, and he is grabbing his knee or his leg area now, right? So it appears that Gavin Mathias is going to stay in the ball game. Trying to run off what happened. If maybe when he did hit that fence, if his knee buckled a little bit. And Keith Kramer is out there. And the way it appears right now, Mathias will stay in the game. We're 9-9, 9 runs, 16 hits in an air. For Lake Henry, 9 runs, 16 hits in an air for Watkins. Now Matt Geislinger is going to go out, too, and take a look at Gavin Mathias. Maybe more up in his hip. He's trying to flex that hip or that hamstring area. Carter Block getting a few extra tosses in, too, right now. Due up for Lake Henry, it's Nick Dingman and Grant Ludwig. They are the next scheduled hitters against Carter Block.
Looks like he's going to stay in.
So, with one out.
He's walking up this way, Gavin. But I think he's staying in, isn't he?
Looks like he'll remain in the ballgame.
I
don't know, Heath Kramer in his profession or what he does. Maybe he is also part of a local fire department or rescue team, too, that Heath was out there to help Gavin out right away. So, with one out, here comes Nick Dingman to the plate. Facing her block and the pitch high to Nick and the count 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Block ready. Dingman takes high and 2-0. We're being treated to full sunshine right now. Two balls, no strikes, the count. Much more dry air this afternoon. Pitches outside to Nick and now 3-0 to Dingman. Nick so far today, 2-for-5. Reached on an error back in the sixth, so he's been on base three times today. And there's ball four, missing low.
Little delay took Heath out of his zone, didn't it?
Carter Block out of his zone.
Carter Block, yeah, sorry.
That'll bring Grant Ludwig to the plate, and now Heath Kramer out to have a word as Matt Geislinger is coming in from right field, Don. And I would say Mr. Geislinger might make an appearance on the mound today.
Oh, I think so.
As Matt's going to come in after throwing a complete game on Friday night, the Clippers will go to their ace, and Carter Block will go back to second base where he started, and Dustin Kramer will go out to right field. So a pitching change right now in Greenwald. Tied up 9-9, Matt Geislinger. Coming in, we will take a 1 minute timeout on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, Matt Geislinger on in relief of Carter Block and Grant Ludwig at the plate. The first two pitches, ball one and two. Was that last one a strike? Yeah, it was. 1-1.
Oh and two.
Okay. No balls, two strikes. Grant Ludwig calling for time. And, you know, I don't know if the home plate umpire gave it. Grant Ludwig stepped out, and Matt Geislinger stopped, too.
I think he should have kept coming with that.
That almost would be considered, would it be a balk? Ludwig swings and misses. He's out on strike. So Geislinger gets the strikeout. Still the base runner at first and Nick Dingman. That'll bring Matt Leiser to the plate. Two outs.
Heads up here, people.
So Matt Leiser so far today with just a hit in his very first at bat. Takes the ball inside and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Geislinger's pitch, and Leiser takes a strike called. And 1-1. One ball, one strike. Dingman the lead at first. He represents the go-ahead run. We're deadlocked at 9-9 in the 10th. Swing and a miss by Matt Leiser. Strike two. One ball, two strikes.
They clocked him Friday night at 86. I'd say he's got someone at least that.
Got a little pop. Geislinger ready again on the mound. Looks over to first. And the left-hander comes home and leaves her a check swing. They're appealing if he went, and no, says the base umpire. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Still appealing to that umpire behind the pitcher's mound, aren't we?
Unreal. Unreal.
We got a better angle, I think.
Absolutely. 2-2 the count. 2 outs. Leaser at the plate. Geislinger delivers, and here's a bloop single to right field over the head. Brandon Ashton and Dingman will pull into second base, and a single for Matt Leaser will bring Sam Hupfer to the plate. So first and second, 2 outs. Carter Block today went 7 innings. 7 innings today. He allowed 2 runs on 8 hits.
All right. Good relief pitching.
Great relief pitching. You bet. Here's the pitch to Sam Hupfer. There's a strike called, and 0-1 to Sam.
Yeah, took a little bit off of that pitch. Kept it on the outside corner.
The ball's 1 strike, 2 on and 2 out for Lake Henry here in the 10th. Fans starting to come in for game number 2 today, El Rosa and Farming. One to count to Hupfer. Geislinger looking back to second, and his pitch, a swing and a miss by Sam, strike 2. The ball's 2 strikes. Matt Geislinger ready on the mound. And his pitch, Hupfer lays off that high fastball, and the count 1 ball, 2 strikes.
A little bit of grunt with that fastball.
There was. 1-2 the count.
I think when you grunt, you get an extra mile an hour, don't you?
It sure does sound intimidating, though. That's right. Ooh, and inside to Hupfer. And the count at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Leaser at first. Over at second, it's Nick Dingman. The 2-2 pitch coming. And Hupfer takes strike 3, called. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the 10th for the Lakers. The run's a hit, no errors. 2 left on again for Lake Henry after 9.5. It's Lake Henry 9, Watkins 9. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high-performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate cores. Kuhn round balers not only produce top-quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts for outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales. Stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
10th inning here at the Greenwald Baseball Park in Van Heinen. We have a pitching change for Lake Henry.
Sam Hupfer will all take over the mound duties. Grant Ludwig will slide from first base over to third base, or across the diamond, I should say, and Colin Spooner will take over the duties at second base where Sam was playing the game.
And Sam Hupfer will be greeted by Kevin Kramer. He leads it off here in the 10th inning. Lincoln Hogan and Matt Geislinger are the scheduled hitters. And that's a tough task for Sam Hupfer. Kevin Kramer, he'll step up to the plate 4 for 5 today with 2 doubles, a home run. And we'll see what Mr. Hupfer can do. A 9-9 ball game here in the bottom of the 10th.
He's going to have to dazzle him. I don't think he's going to blow fastballs by him here, Sam will. But he's got that good motion. He's got a little bit of a fastball. He's got a curveball. So he may have to off-speed him.
Kevin Kramer steps into the batter's box. And up for ready on the mound. Pitch to Kramer. Pop foul and out of play. And the count 0-1 to Kevin.
First pitch was curveball.
The ball to one strike.
So you're used to seeing fastballs. This year could be a good ticket.
This is a state qualifier game. You win today, and you are in the state tournament. There's strike two called. And 0-2 to Kevin Kramer. The ball, two strikes. Kramer steps out of the box. Now he's back in. And up for ready. Pitch that bounces up to the plate. Kevin Kramer grabs the hop, flips it back to Shane Campson. Bounced right into his hand. I mean, that's instinct. You just pick it up, right?
Call it a 1-2-1.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes to count to Kevin Kramer. First pitch outside, a ball, and now 2-2.
Not bad pitches by Sam. That's a good place for it.
And wind blowing from left to right, so pretty much straight out the center field here in Greenwald this afternoon. Game number two coming up. It's Farmington El Rosa. Kramer takes outside, and now the count full at 3-2.
Trying to throw a lot of curveballs here to Kevin Kramer. I think he's throwing him one fastball in this at bat. Now he threw as a strike on the inside corner.
3-2 the count. First pitch and a swing and a miss. Kramer out on strikes. So Hopper comes in and strikes out Kevin Kramer here in the 10th.
Kevin Kramer could not believe that he missed that fastball.
And it'll bring Lincoln Hogan to the plate. Lincoln, 1-for-4 today. A walk and a run scored. First pitch from Hopper is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. On deck, Matt Geislinger. Hogan a check swing, and that's a call strike. And one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. First pitch, a little bit high and outside, and the count 2-1. Won the count. Sam Hopper deals and a swing and a miss by Hogan. Strike two.
It looks pretty fat the way it looks to these players here, the hitters.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Hopper and popped up foul and out of play. Over the first base dugout, and the count stays 2-2. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Thank you for joining us on CHASM 1150 on 107.7 FM and on our stream at mychasm.com. Here's a line drive over the glove of Matt Quaid into left center field. A base hit for Lincoln Hogan.
Oh, he just missed that.
Just clearing the glove of Matt Quaid. That'll bring Matt Geislinger to the plate. One on and one out. Geislinger so far today with one hit, a couple walks. And facing the right-hander, Sam Hopper.
Matt would really kind of like to end this thing so he doesn't have to pitch anymore, I would imagine.
Here's the pitch from Sam Hopper, and that is
That's a
shot to left field, back by the fence, and a walk-off two-run blast by Matt Geislinger gives the Clippers an 11-9 win today here in Greenwald. Two, left center field. Donnie's claiming you made the call, right?
I did.
All right, Matt Geislinger hits home plate, and the Clippers win it 11-9 in 10 innings. For Watkins, two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. Your final today, Watkins 11 and Lake Henry 9 in 10 innings.